This is the Paul Gough Audio Experience, whether you call yourself a PT, a physical therapist, or a physiotherapist. And wherever you're listening to this right now, this is for you. It is me revealing everything I can to help make you a more successful business owner. Thanks for listening. It means the absolute world to me. All right, everybody, let's do another episode of the Paul Gough Show podcast and audio experience. As always, fantastic to be here, and thank you for listening to the show. We have a wonderful, wonderful topic to discuss today. This one was a little bit of a fire starter on Facebook through the week. We're going to talk about the end of non-compete. This is the question I'm going to ask. Is it another assault on small business owners by the wretched government and their interference? We're going to get into that debate. This could go either way, depending upon what side of the fence you're sitting on today for the podcast. Lots to share with you, lots happening in the Paul Gough community globally. First, I want to say thank you to the new sponsors of the show, PT Everywhere. We have formed a wonderful partnership with PT Everywhere. Make sure you check them out. Many people are not happy with their practice management software. These guys are fantastic. They are a partner of ours now, one of our top partners that are at all of our events, and just kind of really cool to hang around with some guys that really seem to get the PT profession and trying to make it easier for you guys. So if you are trying to grow, you want life to be a little bit easier, I always talk about software and any advantage that you can get. PT Everywhere, make sure you check them out. Thank you for the new partnership that we formed together. You'll hear from them further down the line on this podcast as well, I'm sure, at some point. So that's new in our world. And again, if you are aware of anybody that should be more around my community, we put on some of the biggest events in the world, really, for physio business owners. Please tell them to get in touch. If you know of a really good vendor or a really good partner, it could be in online exercise plans, it could be in things like orthotics or footwear or anything that you have happening in your practice that you find very, very valuable. We've got some great partners now that other people should know about. Please get in touch and let us know. Or if you yourself want to get in touch and be a partner and get your products and services in front of my audience, I'd love to hear from you. paul@paulgough.com. So we're rapidly growing our partnerships with vendors around the world. I've got some big events coming up. The New Jersey one has just been announced. We're going to be in Jersey City at June 29th and 30th. And you can head over to paulgough.com/Jersey. Jersey. Really, really simple sales page. paulgough.com/Jersey. You can get all of your information there on that page. This one is a PT Practice Scale Success. It's the two-day mastermind event. The New Jersey edition is going to take place 29th and 30th of June. Are you ready to trigger the transformation and finally break free from the pressure and frustration of being small and stuck to rapid growth, scale, and more take-home profit for your PT clinic? If you are, you must attend this event. Best of all, there's two seats. You can get a silver seat and a gold seat. Silver seat, $97 if you want one of the first five to get that seat. And the other option, you can check it all out on the information page, is the gold seat at just $397. Obviously, you get a few more benefits if you book the gold seat. So if you're trying to scale, you've been in business for a year or two, this is definitely not for students. It's definitely not for brand new businesses. But if you've been in business for a year or two and you're stuck, you're flatline, and you're trying to get to that second or third provider, that second or third clinic maybe, you're trying to turn your business into an asset, franchise it, to license it, just scale past where you are now. I can help you. I've done it myself. I started my business from scratch up to four locations. And I've since, something I'm going to talk about more on a podcast in a few weeks, I've just done a licensing deal with an ex-employee of mine to take over the reins of some of the locations in my Paul Gough Physio Rooms business. So that's exciting, and that's been going on behind the scenes as well. So if there's anything to know about scaling a business and turning this thing into a predictable asset revenue generator for you, whether or not you're there, I'm definitely the guy to help you. And I make no mistake in telling you that this is my wheelhouse, how to scale a PT practice. Come to New Jersey, and I'm going to talk you through my scaling scorecard, is what I call it, the scaling scorecard. And it's in my hand right now, and I'm going to work with you one-on-one on that when you come to the event. And I'm going to find out why you haven't been able to scale at this point. Many people tell me that they want to scale, and the problem is they haven't got their house in order. So I created my scaling scorecard, and the first thing that we have to do together is figure out why you haven't scaled yet. And we'll look at nine different areas of your business, and we'll scale your, we'll score your practice based upon where you are right now, and then we'll work out a plan for you to move forward together. There'll be other people at the event. there'll be a mastermind event going on around it, and we'll talk about things that are relevant to you to scaling your business. So head over to polgoff.com/Jersey, 29th and 30th. Not to be confused with London. I'm in London on the 7th, 8th and 9th of June for PPM Live, a marketing event that's taking place in the UK. So pick your poison. I've got people from Los Angeles, like I said on the last podcast, Jason Hahn. I've got Wong Tran coming over from Miami. We've got Paul Hendricks coming over from Texas. Possibly Carrie Jose from Boston. We've got a guy who runs a clinic. Check this out. Who runs a clinic in Australia, lives in Dublin, coming in to London for this event as well. We've got clients from Spain, Denmark, and various other places around the world. We are truly global. Thank you. Primarily for this podcast. It's because this podcast has such a global reach. So if you're listening to this, I keep telling you these events are real. Don't sit there for weeks and months and kind of be lonely or whatever. Get to one of these events this summer. I'd love to see you. So London, June 7th, 8th and 9th, and then we're off to New Jersey 29th and 30th. Two very different events. One's definitely more about marketing and the fundamentals of marketing and really blowing up your practice. Very important right now in the UK with everything that's happening there. And we're going to do PT practice scale is what I've picked for the event in Jersey, 29th and 30th. Jersey. Is that right? I'm not sure my accents are very good. Jersey. We're going to be in Jersey. Jersey City. Fly to Newark. For the Brits listening, if you fancy a trip to Jersey, just outside Manhattan, you can see the Manhattan skyline from our hotel. So wherever you are in the world, we've got something for you. Please come and say hello. We put these events on for you to get to meet you. And that's what I'm very, very proud, immensely proud of what we've built over the years, is a global community, not just a US-based community or a Canadian or a UK community. We bring people together from all over the world, and I think that's what makes us very, very special. We are a truly international feel, but we've been able to maintain the focus on your specific challenges, if you like, by running a specific event in the UK for UK challenges or US challenges, Australian challenges, whatever. In the end, fundamentally, all business problems are the same. But we do try to tailor them for your specific need. And we do rotate the topics and the themes. In the US, in June, it's about scaling. And in the UK, it's about marketing mastery, shall we call it. So PPM Live UK is the London page. PPM Live UK, if you want a ticket for London, same deal, $97 or $397 if you want an upper class seat, let's call it. If you want to sit in economy, $97. Basic as that. And if you want to come to New Jersey, it's polgoff.com/Jersey. So please get a seat booked, and I'll see you then at one of the events. What else is going on? A lot. What have I been up to this week? More hiring, more firing, probably just the usual stuff when you're building businesses. Like I said, I've been doing a licensing deal in the background of all of things that have been going over the last few months as well. So I continue to love to grow this business of mine and make an impact and get to meet you guys and, you know, do all the fun stuff that we've been doing for the last however many years together now. So all is very, very good. All is very, very good. Physio Funnel's going strong. Make sure you check that out as well. That's our brand new marketing program. Head over to paulgoff.com. In fact, just go straight to physiofunnels.com. All of the information that you need is there. We can help with your website, social media, and the systems. And we're pretty soon to launch a new component to that you can get in on as well to help you fill up your workshop. So physiofunnels.com. So that's the housekeeping. That's what's going on. Now we're going to talk about this topic. Where's my notes that I've prepped for you? We're going to talk about a very, very, let's call it touchy subject, I suspect, because there will be a hell of a lot of people on Facebook who disagree with everything that I'm about to say. And I saw that recently when somebody announced the end of non-compete. The end of non-compete was the post on Facebook through the week. And as usual, it was a fire starter, if you like. It was a discussion point that people got in on the back of very, very quickly. So what do you think? You know, before I get into it, what's your thoughts on the FTC announcing a rule banning non-competes? Apparently, it will generate over 8,500 new businesses each year, raise worker wages, lower healthcare costs, and boost innovation. What a crock of shit, if ever I've heard one. Anywhere in the world. I absolutely love it, and I cannot wait to get into this this subject. What a wonderful, wonderful political spin that is, if ever I've heard one. Miraculously, people are going to generate their own businesses overnight, 8,500 of them every year, raising worker wages, of course. Lowering healthcare costs, of course. And boosting innovation, of course. What a complete and utter crocker. SHIT, if ever I've heard one, which there's been some great ones from the government and various people over the last few years. It just gets better, the shit that this lot wheel out. So we're going to discuss it. So again, to bring everybody into it, if you're a business owner, obviously one of the things you've got to protect is your client base, your integrity, your assets, which is your business is the clients. The business is your reputation and your clients and the database. And it's one of the things that we have to protect and be very, very careful of. You use something like PT Everywhere and you rack up 3,000 clients in that database, and you know, you're running your marketing CRM to all these clients from all over the town or the city for the last however many years. And then somebody comes along and after 3 months takes a job with you, intentionally goes into your business, downloads the database, takes all of the addresses and moves along the street and starts a business. Apparently now the government think that that's acceptable. Now, it shouldn't surprise any of us because this is the level of life that the government are happy for us to get to, where there's no morals, there's no integrity, people can do what they want, there is no standards, there's no honour, there's no decency anymore. It's just a grab and go. You can get what you want, much like what you're watching in many cities. I don't often comment on things like this, but I'm not obviously fucking stupid. I'm watching what's going on. Some of these cities have been tending to I don't even have words for some of the things and some of the so-called now rules of being able to rob shops because it's okay, because people need shoes or they need this or they need to eat, so we can just go in and pinch food and we can go in and pinch. That's the future of where it's like something off fucking Back to the Future, like number two, was it, where like, Trump. What's he called? Biff Tannen. Always reminded me of Trump back in the day anyway. Where Biff Tannen's in charge and like this whole thing's just like lost all of its morals and all of its like standards, and like that's kind of where we're headed, right? And I'm not necessarily saying it's a Trump thing or a Biden thing, whatever. It's just where society's headed, right? Like that's certainly over the last few years in the United States, I've watched a very, very big shift towards just almost the end of like just decency and like rules that are there to like encourage good behavior, right? And kind of reward people for being good human beings. Not rules that are stupid rules, but just rules that say, if you want to start a business, there's a rule that will protect you from some rat bag coming along from A, pinching from you and it being legally okay, as in a theft, right? A traditional theft. And also some rat bag coming along into your business, taking a job, downloading your database, and then disappearing after a month with that database. Because that's now what they've opened the can of worms for. That it's just going to allow somebody to come in, download a database, quit a week later, and go and start. It's the cheapest lead gen. It's paid cheap lead generation. You're essentially going to get paid $2,000 for that week to take the job and download the entire database of a business owner, and the government want nothing to be done about it. Is this just me? Do I live in a crazy world? Now again, if you're a student or you're well, you won't, right? You won't, because I know I don't get those guys listening. Anybody listening to me wants to be a business owner or is a business owner, right? So there'd be all sorts of, you know, people up in arms on another podcast about this type of thing. But the truth is, from a business owner, this is fundamentally wrong, right? And what we can do about it, as usual, nothing. We just have to get better, smarter, and we have to run our businesses in such a way that it's about customer service and it's about integrity at our level and it's about decency at our level. Because in the end, customers do recognize that. So you can have my database if you want, and you can run off after a week with my database, but you're still a rat bag. And I've learned over the last 10 or 15 years that how you do anything is how you do everything. So if your intention is not pure when you come into my world, you'll take that non-purity way of living to the business, and the customers will smell it out, and you'll end up with the customers that I didn't want anyway, because they're attracted to a snake, right? And rats attract rats, as far as I'm concerned. And that's kind of what will happen here, that the integrity will be lost. As this type of thing happens, you will have people who arrive in businesses purely just to get access to databases, just to get access to information so that they can start their own businesses further down the line. So that's the first thing I would say. I do think it's more interference from a government that have completely fucked up. And I would say this from the UK government, if they were doing it, it's a government that is just, they're out of ideas. Like this whole thing is spiraling out of control and has been for years. And the government, no matter how many rules, it's almost like, let's get some rules in play, right? Like, we need any more of them. And then we realise that those rules don't work. So let's not repeal the rules. Let's just add more rules and add another rule and another rule. And in the end, no wonder people are absolutely going insane because there's that many rules around. Nobody has any freedom anymore. Like, everything's just taken away from the people that are ultimately producing. My view on it when I first heard it was this. It's just another example. This is the equivalent of the student loans thing, right? Let's abolish student loans, right? Let's give everybody who's took out a student loan a waiver and tell them not to pay that back, right? That shit's getting piddled and has been for years, and probably in the end will happen completely. Once they start these types of things, it's only a matter of time before this type of stuff gets in. How is that right? How is it possibly right that somebody, a human being, an adult who goes to college, who spent 10 years, right? My kid's 10, and I don't have this conversation with him, but his friends are already considering college. I don't think that's right, but like, as in this conversation at that age, we'll discuss that many, 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 many years down the line. The only discussion I have with my kid is open to the idea that he doesn't need to go. All the pressure off your kid. But his friends are already having the discussion. So I'm struggling to understand how when you're 10-year-old and you're thinking about going to college, and you know it comes with a hefty price tag, and you get to 18, 19, 20, whatever age you're going to go to college, and you sign on that dotted line for the fees that you somehow think in 10 years that is wrong and you've been hard done by. I ask again, what world are we living in when this is now acceptable? That there are thousands and hundreds of thousands of people thinking that that's somehow right. I'll say this again. I'm 10. I'm thinking of going to college when I'm 18. I know for 8 years that it's going to cost me $150,000 if I want to go to college. At 18-year-old, I can drive a car. I can vote. I can do whatever I want, right, at this point. If I'm in England, I can drink. I can fight in a world war. I can do any amount of things, right? I can go through sex changes. I can now go and pretty much do whatever I want at 18, right? I'm a fully responsible adult. So I'm deciding to go to college in the full light of day, knowing that it's going to cost me money, and I'm happy to sign up for that because it's predicated against what I've been told to, which is another load of bullshit. It's going to give me a great life further down the line. Crock of shit, but that's what people are buying into in their droves. Fine, right? At this point, nobody's got your hand behind your back. You're not a hostage. You sign up for this, and you've known about it for 10 years, and it ain't changed, and it's been going on for 30, 40, 50 years. 2 or 3, 4 years later, you think that that's wrong? That's wrong. Your thinking is wrong, if that's what somebody's thinking. And the fact that we're even allowing people to think that's wrong, that's how we're getting into these situations now with this non-compete stuff. So I am a grown adult, and I'm 26-year-old, and I go and get a job. And I apply for a job, and I get told the day before or the week before, just to let you know, when you come into this job, there will be a non-compete clause in your contract. And it's fair, and it'll be reasonable. And what it'll mean is if you take any of my clients, I can bill you for that. Or if you take any of my clients, I can come after you, or I can stop you from working within a 5-mile radius, which is probably fair, from setting up directly against me within a 3-month window. It doesn't stop you going getting a job in 6 miles away, because that's a big chore, isn't it? And it doesn't stop you doing things 8 miles away or 9 miles away, because that's not a big chore either, really. But the point is, the business owner isn't landing this on you when you leave. Right, we're not landing this on employees the day that they get fired or the day that they quit. This is an agreement that takes place before somebody starts a job. In the same way that it's the student loan thing, for 10 years you knew that this was the price you were going to have to pay. How can you whine about it 3 years after taking the deal? When you're an employee and you take that deal, you had a choice to go somewhere else. To some business owner who probably didn't have a non-compete or didn't care about one. There were multiple jobs in this day and age. This day and age, there are more jobs available than people, and there will be forever. Like, for the next decades, there's going to be more jobs available than people because of the labour shortage. And it's not going away. I've been talking about it for years, and it still isn't going away. It ain't getting any easier and any better for anybody to find employees in any position, in any country, anywhere in the world. So I could go and get a job anywhere I want now, and if I don't like the non-compete clause, we'll go somewhere else. Don't just go somewhere else, right? Now, I agree that I can't put in, you can't work for 2 years and a 50-mile radius and all that. Like, that's pretty brutal. But there needs to be something to protect the value creators. Because what's the point? If you don't protect the value creators, what do we get left with? A bunch of people who toss the towel in. So the idea that 8,500 jobs are going to be created is complete shit. Because those people wouldn't take the risk on starting a job in the first place. They're not going to go and start a job. They would have done their own thing anyway. The people who are starting jobs, you and I, are starting businesses, we have to take so much risk and we have to go through so much hell. Now, I'm biased because I'm a business owner, but I've been an employee and I've been a business owner. And I can tell you the strife and the struggle and the risk that you take as a business owner is 10 times what an employee has to do. There is a completely different level of risk for finding the work and showing up to do the work. Like, there's not even in the Richter scale of the type of risk that you and I have to take when we set these businesses up. So the way I see it, this is just more punishment for the value creators. More punishment. It's not enough to tax us more. It's not enough to raise insurance. It's not enough to put more rules on the table. It's not enough to increase benefits. It's not enough to force legislation around how much insurance you might have to pay or maternity pay, whatever. Right? I'm not getting into that. I come from a country where I pay 9 months maternity and have done for 15 years to probably 15 different ladies. And I'm very happy to do it. But when the government starts cranking that up even more and asking you to pay more and asking you to do more and asking you to fill out more forms and more legislation and make your life even harder and basically put your life more and more in a vice for them to squeeze, to then take the money off you to blow the fucking thing and then constantly keep coming back to, we need more from the business owners and we need to tax more and let's tax the rich and whatever other crap that they come out with. I'm not having it, and I don't see where any of this ends. It's all part of a bigger game. And when COVID happened in 2020, I remember saying to my audience at the time, my mastermind members, I said, we're all going to go through a little bit of pain here for the next few months, right? And everybody did. But I said, the biggest problem is yet to come, because I fear what has happened is the government's interference in all of this is just, they've just opened up a huge can of worms. I have a good, this is the government. Let's see if they'll all stay at home. Oh, they do. Let's see if they'll all wear a mask. Oh, they did. Let's see if they'll all stick an injection in their arm that's unproven. Oh, they did. All right, how far did it go? Let's see if they'll stop their kids going to school. Oh, they did. Let's see if they'll all stop going here. In every step, they just pushed it and pushed it and pushed it further. Let's see how far we can go with all of this stuff. And that, to me, is going to be the real, real problem, that the government are just pushing this and pushing this and pushing this, and let's see how far they can go. It doesn't go back to your own decision-making, your own decency. And this is nothing to do with business owners, by the way. This is to do with employees who choose to sign up for jobs with non-competes. How about the employee negotiates that non-compete at the start? I'm happy with this, but I'm not happy in that. And I would wager that the majority of business owners will have some form of negotiation, that they'll say, okay, what's your intentions? What do you want to do? In our world, we could sit down and say, okay, it's a 12-mile radius. I'm willing to go 6. And it says 3 months, but I'm willing to go 8 weeks. Or I'm willing to do this instead of that. How about we have some kind of adult-to-adult conversation between two human beings and see if we can thrash this out without government interference? Of course, we can't do that. But the government thing, I think, I don't speak about it much on these podcasts, but I do worry about it. And I can't imagine what it's going to be like in the next 5 or 10 years. In Britain, the government are about to, I think it might have even been passed, propose a rule where smoking is banned completely. So if you were born on 31st of February 2009, you will be allowed to smoke once you hit 16. You're allowed to smoke at 16 in England. But if you were born the day after, in 2010, January the 1st, you will not be allowed to smoke. Period. Ever. You will be a criminal if you smoked in your 70s, if you were born in 2010. This is real. If you're from the US and you didn't know that this was going on in England, it's not just America that's got some bullshit going on. Now, do I agree with smoking? No. Do I like it when people smoke around me? No. Would I like the idea that my kids smoke? No. Am I in any doubt that smoking is not good for you? I'm 100% certain that smoking isn't something that I agree with and something that I would want to be next to somebody doing it. And I think most smokers kind of know that, right? Like, nobody could present a rational argument for why it's good for anybody. However, where does this stop? Where does this stop? Alcohol? When they come out and say, well, there's a certain type of whiskey that you can't drink now, or there's a certain type of IPA that you can't drink. Food? There's a certain type of pizza that you can't eat anymore. We've decided that this type of meal isn't appropriate. We're banning that and you'll be a criminal. Where does it stop? TikTok. Right, again, macro level. Do I get it? Government interference? Do I believe in any of that? Probably not. It's a load of bullshit because they want more control. Do I think TikTok's amazing? No, I can't stand it. Do I want my kids on it? No. I wouldn't let them near it in a barge pole. Do I go on it? No. No, 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 no. But the macro level, for the government to start saying, well, you can go on this app, but not that app. Ooh, you can smoke if you're this day, but not that day. Ooh, this is getting painfully close to, like, oh, shit. Like, where does this end? Well, you can have this much electricity in your home now, and actually you need to switch your aircon off at 9 o'clock at night, because that's just not right and it's not fair for you to have aircon all through the night. And new businesses, just to make sure all your staff work from home, which is where I think we want everybody, this government, by the way, where I think we want everybody, it's just so much easier to control and so much easier to you know, help people and whatever other bullshit they come out with. Well, we're rationing the electric that you can have in your offices. So you can only have electric between this and this, and in the other times, everybody else must go home, because that's the agenda we want. And again, to bring people into the conversation in the US, to the UK government, when the next election takes place, it's very, very likely that the equivalent, the left side, will get in, currently a right side government. Their number one agenda is to make it impossible for me, the business owner, to stop somebody from working home. They're running on it. I will have to allow my staff to work from home, and there will be nothing I can do about it. It's one of their number one policies. So they don't give me and the individual the opportunity to work this out together like it is right now. That's what I want. They don't let me, the business owner, say, actually, the culture I want is to employ, is going to be formed from people who believe in community in an office, because there are still many people out there who have that view. I won't be allowed that. It will be taken away from me and be made almost impossible for me to build a company around people having face-to-face interactions, not over a Zoom link. That's going to be taken away in Britain. Just one of the many things coming down the line when there is a change of government, which is fine. That's what happens when there's a change of government. Is it getting close to the needle everywhere that we're getting things taken away from us, that's stopping adults having conversations with each other about what we want? I thought that the government's job was to create a basic set of rules, laws, if you like, of safety, and protect us from wars, and protect us from, in a certain degree, virus, and do everything that they can to make sure that things are fair, right? Now, define fair, that's a difficult one. But I think this is going far too far. And again, I'm going to come back to this podcast, I'm going to mark it mentally, and I'm going to come back in 5 years, and I'm just going to see what else the government have done, and what else they did to bash the small businesses, to make it very, very difficult for them to make money. How did the United States begin, forgive me, and I wonder, how did the United States actually form however many years ago, right, 250 years ago, whatever it was? Was it tax oppression from the British? Was it tax oppression from the Brits? So wasn't it this thing all created because the Brits were charging too much tax on everything? How ironic that we now live in a world where it's tax the rich and the rich should pay more. That's really, really interesting. I'm not huge on my history, but I do think I recall something to do with tax oppression that the people in America, as it is now, didn't like how much tax that the Brits were charging the people on what is now known as America back in the 1800s. So the whole thing kicked off and there was a separation and a parting of ways, and this thing called Independence Day happened because, like, that was the independence from tax oppression from the Brits. Wonderful every time you hear Biden shout, tax the rich and make the rich pay their fair share. You gotta love all of this madness and all of this nonsense that's going on around the world. Look, the only thing that you can do, in the end, common decency in your own world, your own ecosystem, I said it on the last podcast, your own cult will win out. Your own standards, your own habits, people are attracted to you, the right people. You can not do anything about it if this rule just gets passed. People will download your database, they will take your clients. But that's where it's about making yourself so skilled that even if you give somebody the database, they wouldn't do anything with it anyway. Most of them would fuck it up, right? Let's face it, most people would fuck it up. Somebody trying to start their own business thinks, hey, there's a lot of customers and that's it. That is not it, right? We know that. It will in the end be your customer service, your people, your culture, your leadership, your marketing prowess, your personality now more than ever. So the people are buying your personality, not your PT. I've spoken about all of these solutions for years, and it doesn't matter what the challenge that comes up is, it's always back to this type of thinking. It does not matter if somebody downloads your database when all is said and done. Yes, am I pissed? Yes. Am I annoyed because of more government interference? Yes. Would I lose sleep over it? No. Because at the end of the day, it will come down to the client wants to work with me and be part of my business because of my beliefs, my values. Everything that I spoke about on the last podcast, The one before that was about the DPT thing. Most clients don't even know what a DPT is, right? So why are we worried about somebody copying the words DPT? In the end, it's down to the marketing skills, the customer service skills, the leadership skills. Here I go again. It's the same thing. So no matter what comes along, the skilled business owner is always fine. It's a ball ache and we don't like it. And when we see past all of the drama and the emotion and the sort of fucking hate this thing, and you just calm down and you breathe and you go back to, okay, what am I going to do about it? I don't like it. Well, I need to double down on my customer service, my marketing, my personality, my beliefs and my values. And I need to shine these things through social media, through my website, through books, through your own podcast, through your own workshops and events, and just creating some kind of non-stop machine that works 24/7 with systems, with wonderful people at the helm, that you interview properly and you recruit correctly and you onboard correctly. Because the rat bags that come in and try and pinch your database, they're not going to do any of this. They think, much like the government wants to believe, everything should be quick and easy and handed on a plate and we should all live happily ever after. Now, maybe we should all live happily ever after, but that's not going to happen unless you do the things required of living happily ever after, which, by the way, is a lot more than downloading a database and setting up next to your competitor or setting up next to a clinic. That's why I don't overly worry about this. I'm pissed at the way society is going and people are getting things for nothing, and people who are adults have made decisions and are going back on agreements for no reason other than they just want it easier, right? I disagree with all of that, but I'm not really that bothered and I don't worry about it because I just know I'm going to keep doing the things that I need to do to grow a successful business. And the rat bags that come into your world and pinch your clients or download your database or steal 1,000 names on a spreadsheet and set up in a clinic over the road, it does not make any difference to you or to I. It don't make a single jot of difference. And it probably, it won't, it never has, it never will. So that's my thoughts on it. I do think it's another assault on small business owners by the government. It's another attempt to appease the masses, undoubtedly. It's another attempt to appease the people who struggle to think for themselves, do for themselves, be for themselves, and work for themselves. I do think that, because that's the crowd that they often play to. They have to. The government relies upon people who need them. Think about it. The government is there. If people could think for themselves and act for themselves and do for themselves, the government are wholly irrelevant. So they have to keep chucking bits at crumbs and stuff at people just to fucking keep them interested. And more people are moving away from the original, however many years ago, the success thinking of the beliefs and the habits, the Napoleon Hill stuff. In my world, Dan Kennedy more recently, like, schooled on success habits and traits and work ethic and commitment and discipline and getting yourself out of bed and raising yourself out of poverty, giving yourself a chance to get to the next level of life, giving yourself the chance to do that. Not from the government making it easier for you. You know, yes, a set of fair rules, and we all know the playing field. But the playing field when you went to college was you signed up for a loan and you have to pay it back. That's the deal, dude. That's the consequence of living in the United States of America. Deal with it. This one's not one you would choose, but there's all these other opportunities because you live in the United States of America. It's called yin and yang. This non-compete that we've negotiated in the cold light of day before you took the job, I didn't land that on you when you left. You knew about it. You are a 25-year-old adult who, in the cold light of day, knew the consequences that if you left, you might not be able to get a job in a 5-mile radius from my clinic or touch my patients, or you and I might be in some kind of legal heat. I'm not doing that to piss you off, dude. I'm doing that to protect the asset that I've sweated my nuts off for 15 years to make sure that some rat bag doesn't come in and try to take it from me. That's not cool, and it's not fair. You might not think it's fair, the agreement that I've got, but you signed it. When you wanted a job and when we did the interview, you signed for it and you knew it inside and out. You've changed the goalposts. You've lied. Your intention is dishonest. You didn't communicate to me what you wanted to do. I communicated to you what the rules were. You're dishonest. Whatever you think about my non-compete, it's irrelevant. You signed it. And now you don't like it because you're leaving. And your plan is to take my clients and sail off into the sunset and start your own business and hurt me. And you think that I'm going to be cool with that? I don't think so. Anyway, that's my thoughts on it. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. Leave me a review. Get in touch if any of this resonated with you. Keep sending me all of the stupid shit that you're seeing on Facebook. But I will end it on this note. I get it why the employees be, oh, this is great, right? Because it's more free shit for them, isn't it? It's just like something for nothing, right? It's like another 5 PTs who feel hard done by because they didn't get the pay rise that they wanted, but they didn't do anything to fucking deserve the thing in the first place, can now all say, well, I can go and get another job that pays me another few thousand dollars across the street. That's fine. I get that. But what about the decency and the honorability, if you like, of honoring the contract that you signed 3 months ago? What does that say about you? What does that say about you? That's the bit I go to bed on a night. I'm happy. There's nothing that any business owner is doing wrong with inserting a non-compete into their contract. Don't go extreme in an attempt to try and protect their asset. And just allow them to have some kind of benefit from the risk that they've took from starting the business in the first place. You make this is to the government, you make it that difficult for people and so easy for other people to come in and fuck them over, you will find that people will stop owning businesses in the United States or in Britain. And that the reason that they will move their money to less tax states, i.e. New York to Florida, is because there's better conditions, more fairer conditions. They will move their money to Dublin for less corporate tax. They're not going to give it away. Like, they're not. But equally, most of the business owners I know are happy to pay a level of tax that's fair. But the way it's headed for many small businesses, the noose is tying, if you like, and the government seem to be turning you and I into the folly for it to appease the masses who don't like the idea that small business owners might be making an extra buck or two. So, last thing. Whatever your thoughts are on this, if you think it's going to affect you, and I suspect many people will be affected by this listening to this podcast, double down on your customer service, double down on your leadership skills. Now is the absolute time to that marketing of yours. Become the authority, become the celebrity, become the trusted expert in your area. All of the stuff I've been telling you for years. I can't beg you anymore to start to do it, because every time something like this comes along, you'll wish you did, and it's not going back. Medicare, there was an assault on you guys there, not getting your money paid for however many weeks. Well, get out of fucking needing Medicare and go and do something else to get some cash paying. This is another example of doing the basics, because all of these things are going to keep slapping you in your face, but if you're not ready for them, it will be a hammer to the head. It can be a slap in the face that you didn't want, or it can be a hammer to the head. Double down on your business fundamentals, your marketing, your expert status, your website, systemizing your business, be a presence on social media, employ the right staff, charge the right prices. You do all of that, I know you'll be absolutely fine. All right, I'm losing my voice on this one. I'm irate, to say the least. Right, that's it. See me in London, 7th, 8th and 9th, more rants like this, or come and see me in New Jersey, 29th and 30th. I'd love to have a beer with you. Head over to PPM Live UK if you want to come to London, or head over to paulgough.com/Jersey if you want to come and see me and work with me in Jersey City. All right, enjoy the podcast. Send it out to your friends, and I'll be back very, very soon with another one. See ya.
Thank you for listening to Paul Gough's audio experience. If you're brand new to Paul's world, head on over to paulsmarketingbook.com, where you can get started with his number one best-selling marketing book for physical therapists. Or if you've been listening to the show for a while, you like what you hear and you think that you could benefit from this type of help to accelerate the growth and profitability of your practice, reach out to Paul's team at paul@paulgough.com and tell us exactly what you're looking for. And by the way, if you know someone who would benefit from today's show, please share it with them. And if you've got any questions that you want answered, tweet Paul at @thepaulgough using the hashtag AskPG. You can also find all of these details over in today's show notes. All right, until next time, have a wonderful day.